Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about when the music stops. And I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 14, starting at verse 9. Hell from beneath is excited about you, to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. They all shall speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. When Satan finally ends up in hell, those already there will comment, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? You see, when he went to hell, the king of literal Babylon was exposed as a mere man, though he thought of himself as greater than that. As well, when Satan, the king of spiritual Babylon, goes to hell, all will be amazed to see that he was only a creature. We often, and this is to the devil's great delight, we often inflate Satan's status and importance. We think of him as the opposite of God, as if God was light and Satan was darkness, as if God was hot and Satan was cold. You see, Satan wishes that he was the opposite of God, but God wants us to know what everyone will know someday, that Satan is a mere creature and is in no way the opposite of God. If Satan does have an opposite, it's not God the Father or God the Son. It would be a high-ranking angelic being such as Michael the Archangel. Everyone will see this on the day that Satan is sent to hell. But knowing this now, why would any of us serve Satan or work for his cause in any way, even for a moment? God also tells Satan, the sound of your stringed instruments will cease. Now, before his fall, Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13 tells us that Satan was associated with music in heaven. We read in that verse, again, Ezekiel 28, 13, the workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day that you were created. Now, the musical career of Satan, if you want to call it that, did not end with his fall. The sound of his stringed instruments is only brought down when he is finally imprisoned in hell. Now, we can see today how the devil wants to use music as a destructive or seductive force, and we're grateful that the Lord and his people haven't abandoned the field of music to Satan. They seek to use music to glorify God, to build up his people, and to bring beauty and goodness into the world. The difference is this. In hell, the music stops. In heaven, the music goes on forever and ever. The sound of pleasant instruments will never be heard in hell, but God will be forever glorified by the best music anyone can ever imagine in heaven. That is just one more reason to put your trust in Jesus and what he did for you on the cross, and to make sure that we all get to heaven and that the music never ends for you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.